The 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Someone in the crowd spoke to Jesus. "Master, tell my brother to share with me the family inheritance." He replied, "My friend, who has appointed me as your judge or your attorney?" Then Jesus said to the people, "Be on your guard and avoid every kind of greed, for even though you have many possessions, it is not that which gives you life." And Jesus continued with this story. There was a rich man, and his land had produced a good harvest. He thought, "What shall I do? For I am short of room to store my harvest." So this is what he planned. "I will pull down my barns and build bigger ones to store all this grain, which is my wealth. Then I may say to myself, 'My friend, you have a lot of good things put by for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be taken from you. Tell me, who shall get all that you have put aside?' This is the lot of the one who stores up riches instead of amassing for God." The commentary today is from Father Jordi Pasqual I Bancells from Celrà, Girona, in Catalunya. Today, Jesus places us facing what is fundamental in our Christian life, in our relationship with God. How to be rich in His eyes. That is, to fill our hands and our hearts with all kinds of supernatural and spiritual goods, of grace, and not of material possessions. This is why, in the light of today's Gospel, we can ponder, what do we fill our hearts with? The man of the parable saw it quite clearly. Rest, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. But this is absolutely not what God expects from His good sons. The Lord does not want our happiness to rely upon inheritances, banquets, the latest model of car, exotic holidays, estates, our armchair, beer, or money. All these things may be good, but they cannot satisfy per se our yearning for the plenitude of our souls, and consequently we should employ them only as the means they simply are. This was the experience of Saint Ignatius Loyola, whose feast day it was yesterday. This is how he admitted it in his own autobiography. "When he thought of worldly things, he delighted in them, but when he gave them up, bored to death with them, he felt sad and empty. When he thought instead of the penances he observed in just men, he felt solace and comfort, not only in that very moment, but even afterwards. He felt contented and cheerful." And this can also be our own experience. Material and earthly things become outdated and expire, but spiritual things are eternal. They last forever and are the only ones that can fill our hearts and give a meaning to our human and Christian life. Jesus said it very clearly, "You fool." This is how he qualifies those who only have material, earthly, and selfish aims. Let us beg that we may always present ourselves before God at any time with our hands and our hearts full of our efforts to seek our Lord and to look for that which pleases Him, for that is the only thing that will take us to heaven.